finding support for your mental health. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip through this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Nobody expects you to deal with everything alone during recovery. Here, we explain how you can find mental health support from people around you, as well as from charities, organisations, and medical professionals. Why might I need mental health support? After your stem cell transplant, you might be struggling with your mental health more than you did before. But you don't have to wait until you feel really low, extremely anxious, or overwhelmed before seeking help. Poor mental health can affect anybody at any time. Many people turn to family and friends for advice when things get tough, but you might also benefit from professional support. Getting support could form part of a wider strategy for looking after your mental health. However you choose to access support, it might not make your problems go away, but it should help you see things more clearly and make it easier to deal with them.
I'm really lucky that I have good support around me.
Wendy, who had a stem cell transplant to treat Hodgkin lymphoma. What types of support could I try? When you're deciding what type of mental health support you might want to try, you'll come across lots of options. Some of the most common types of support include the following. Medication. Doctors can prescribe medication to help manage the symptoms of mental health problems like depression and anxiety. Some will have side effects, so make sure you talk through your options with your medical team before you try medication. Medication often works well in combination with a type of talking therapy. Talking therapies. This means talking to a trained professional about your feelings and the ways you react to them. Some examples of talking therapies include counselling and psychotherapy. You'll have a one-to-one conversation with a therapist, either in person or online. We'll cover more details on talking therapies in the next chapter of this information. Self-help. If you like the idea of talking therapy, but would prefer not to talk to a therapist for any reason, it's possible to try some things on your own. A variety of self-help books and online information will guide you through the process at a pace you feel comfortable with. Support groups. You can join specific support groups related to mental health after stem cell transplant. Understanding and sharing this experience with other people can really help. We'll cover more details on support groups in a later chapter. Cancer centres. Certain charities, hospitals, or other organisations run cancer centres where you can talk to experts and medical professionals, as well as people who have experienced cancer. We'll cover more details on cancer centres in a later chapter. Alternative therapies. Some people use natural remedies and spiritual practices to help improve their mental well-being during recovery. We'll cover more details on alternative therapies in a later chapter. Useful organisations. Across the UK, there are hundreds of useful organisations offering mental well-being advice and support to anyone who needs it. You can find them in person, online, or even call them for a chat. We'll cover more details on useful organisations in a later chapter. If you need some inspiration on what to try, you could ask other people on our Patients and Families Forum by visiting antonynolan.org/forum. Types of talking therapies. In talking therapy, your therapist will usually start by asking how you're feeling and what's making you feel that way. Together, you'll discuss your reaction to these feelings and find ways to try changing your thoughts so you feel more in control. Although talking therapies help a lot of people in their recovery from stem cell transplant, they aren't for everyone. Some people try them and find no real benefit. There's nothing wrong with this, and it certainly isn't your fault. Maybe the timing wasn't right, or another approach would suit you better.
I really benefited from sitting down and talking to someone who is not personally involved. I had underestimated the value of that kind of therapeutic chatting. Sometimes you just need to take a step away from yourself.
Crispin, who had a stem cell transplant. Here we'll explain all of the most common types of talking therapies. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. On the simplest level, CBT has two main focuses. Firstly, what we think about, cognitive, and secondly, how we react or things we do, behaviour. We tend to react in a certain way towards negative thoughts, which can in turn make us feel worse. CBT is about learning to identify and challenge unhelpful or inaccurate thoughts and beliefs. This can be very helpful for people during recovery from stem cell transplant. CBT helps you recognize when you're having negative thoughts and develop coping strategies to react in a more balanced way. Your therapist will work with you on this and set you goals to work on between sessions. Counseling. In a counseling session, your therapist will listen to your concerns and how you are feeling without judgment. They won't tell you what you should do to make things better, but will work with you to find your own solutions to your problems. Counseling can help you cope with all sorts of mental health or well-being issues, including depression, anxiety, and difficulties relating to medical complications after transplant, like fertility or body image. You don't have to do counseling face-to-face. You can do it over the phone, by video call, or even by typing to each other online if you prefer. Group therapy. It can feel reassuring to spend time around people who are going through something similar to you. You might be able to realize that other people share the same common thoughts and feelings. This might help you to put your experiences in context of other people's, or even pick up some tips about coping with your condition that you hadn't thought of before. Hospitals, charities, and organizations often set up local support groups for group therapy. Private therapy. If NHS waiting lists are taking too long, or you decide you want to see someone for longer than the sessions offered, you could consider paying for private therapy. In some cases, it can cost a lot of money. If you would like private therapy, but it's too expensive, some therapists or organisations may offer a free taster session so you can feel more confident that it's the right option for you. Others may offer reduced rates for people on low incomes or for students. Your workplace may offer counselling sessions as an employee benefit or help with the costs as part of your return to work. Speak to your HR department to discuss your options. You could also apply to charities and other organisations for funding, including our Anthony Nolan grants. For more details, visit antonynolan.org/grants. You can find a registered private therapist through the British Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy, BACP, website. Visit bacp.co.uk. Support groups. Lots of people feel isolated during recovery from a stem cell transplant. It often feels like nobody around you truly understands what you're going through. Although your friends and family will be as supportive as they can, it's not the same as talking to someone experiencing the same thing. In a support group, you can talk to other people who have experienced everything related to stem cell transplants. With them, you can share your concerns about your thoughts and feelings. You can also hear about how they deal with or have dealt with problems, which might help you put your own situation in context. It's also a place to give each other support and encouragement. Your clinical nurse specialist, CNS, can give you information on services in your area. Online support groups. Online support, like chat rooms and forums, could suit people who don't like the idea of sharing their feelings in a face-to-face support group. You can take your time and be as involved in the discussion as you like. You might also find comfort in reading about the experiences of other people without feeling like you have to contribute or share your story in response. One useful online support group is the Anthony Nolan Patients and Families Forum. You can read and talk about a wide range of topics related to stem cell transplants. Visit antonynolan.org/forum. Another online support group is Macmillan's online community. Explore and discuss many subjects related to living with cancer and cancer treatments, including your mental well-being. Visit community.macmillan.org.uk. If you'd like to try any of these talking therapies, your medical team or GP can refer you. If you're experiencing problems with depression or anxiety, it's possible to access free treatment in England through the NHS Talking Therapies programme. Anthony Nolan also offers a free telephone emotional support service, specifically for people who have had a stem cell transplant, as well as their families. If you think this might be helpful to you, email our team to arrange an appointment at patientinfo@antonynolan.org or visit antonynolan.org/TESS. For more information about talking therapies for mental health, you can also visit mind.org.uk/talking therapy.
I've had a lot of satisfaction from joining the Anthony Nolan Patients and Families Forum. It has definitely helped in my recovery process to know that there are others I can share my experiences with who understand. I would recommend it to everybody. Patients, family, and carers.
Peter, who had a stem cell transplant. Cancer centres. Some charities fund purpose-built cancer centres, which you'll often find on-site in hospitals. These centres provide a calm and tranquil place for people to focus on their recovery and mental well-being. Specially trained health professionals run these centres. They provide information and activities related to cancer and recovery, including advice on nutrition and health, finances, emotional support, recreational classes, professional talks, and support groups. In some cases, you don't need to live nearby to get support. They might be able to offer help on the phone or online. Try searching online for Macmillan or Maggie's Cancer Centres to find your nearest cancer centre. Please note, most cancer centres are only able to support people who have had a stem cell transplant to treat a blood cancer. If you had a transplant to treat a blood disorder, you can't usually access these services.
When I persuaded my husband to go to a local Maggie's centre, he finally started to feel better inside himself. His mental state had taken a considerable battering, and that was something that I couldn't help with. Maggie's centre were brilliant, and he came away feeling more confident and calm, things that we all as a family benefited from.
Kate, whose husband had a stem cell transplant. Alternative therapies. Some people believe that alternative therapies and medicines have the power to benefit their mental and emotional recovery, as well as improving physical symptoms. You might also hear these called complementary therapies. Some examples of these include spiritual healing, hypnotherapy, reflexology, herbal and natural remedies, different types of massage, acupuncture and Reiki, a form of energy healing. If you want to explore one of these options, you must discuss it with your team first so they can check that it's safe for you. Remember, while these might work well for some people, the advice we give on our website and in our resources is based on clinical research only. Our information has been approved by medical professionals, and we can only recommend that you follow the advice of your medical team or GP. Useful organisations for mental health support. In your own time, you might want to use the internet to search for any of the following organisations whose services you might find helpful. The British Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy, BACP, offers information about counselling and registered therapists across the UK. Campaign Against Living Miserably, CALM, is a suicide prevention charity offering online information and support. It also has a helpline for people who are struggling or if you're worried about someone else. Childline offers information, advice and support for under-19s by phone and email, with free one-to-one counsellors and online message boards. Macmillan Cancer Support offers practical, financial and emotional support for people with cancer, their family and friends. Maggie's helps anyone affected by cancer. Talk to and get support from a range of professionals in any topic related to your treatment or recovery. Mind provides information and helplines for people who need support for their mental health and well-being. Mind Over Cancer is a charity offering mental health support to young people up to 29 years old who have had a cancer diagnosis, as well as their families. It also offers a free counselling service. The Mix is a service for young people up to 25 years old offering a crisis text line, web chat, counselling and mental health information and advice. The NHS Talking Therapies programme allows people in England to self-refer to NHS-funded counselling and therapy services available in their local area. On My Mind offers support and resources for young people who need help with their mental health and well-being. This includes a search tool to find local services for young people up to age 25. Relate is a charity offering information and advice on relationships, as well as counselling and sex therapy. You can book a call with them or visit a centre in the UK. Samaritans offer a free, confidential helpline where you can talk about anything at all, 24 hours a day. Shout Out offers a free, confidential and 24/7 text messaging service for anyone in the UK who needs support for their mental health and well-being. Young Minds is a mental health information and support service for young people, as well as their parents, carers and guardians.